another view, you can see the shrubs, and it's basically right about halfway between the existing building and the trees, maybe a little bit further is where the porch would come to. That's basically it. We love the view across that road. We have that hillside over there, and it's just a beautiful view. We looked at other areas around the building as alternative places to build a porch, but nothing really was as appealing as this. And it's kind of be a nice place to go out and drink your coffee in the morning. I can tell you, it's a fantastic view. Not much more I can tell you other than we've talked to several of the neighbors. I did submit a petition and had most of the neighbors sign it. I even got an updated copy of it with a few more signatures on it. But that's basically it. So I entertain your questions.
How far are you proposing to extend the wall or from the wall?
8 feet.
8 feet out from the wall.
It would come approximately right here. Parallel to the building.
You say it's a deck. Is it a covered deck?
No, it'd be an
just,
open deck.
Just a deck.
And it will not interfere with the traffic and the ability to see down that road for people that are coming up to that stop sign on the corner. I did trim that tree back a little bit. You can see the branches are still laying on the ground in the picture.
How can you back up to that photo that you kind of got, kind of the deck drawn in? Kind of where it's going to sit? Or did I not see that?
That's this one here, where it's the conceptual. Is that the one, or his drawing?
No, that one.
This one?
So, Scott, sitting at that cross street just to the north there, stop at the stop sign and look to the right. So now I'd be looking towards that deck. There's no line of sight issue with oncoming traffic. On Black Bear?
The deck's back in behind these trees.
So you'd be in front of the deck by the time
you
stop?
Yeah. Because I'm well up the road here, Corey.
You can see that street.
I'm all the way up, yeah, and the deck would be in this direction here, but that gives you kind of a visual.
Yep. And you have no plans to cover the deck?
No.
Yeah, if that deck were to be covered or walled in, I wouldn't do that. I would not be in favor of anything like that, and you know, we have a petition here with 18 signatures that would also possibly be looking at wanting to do a very similar thing. You know, whenever we're looking at this, you know, from my opinion, we're setting a precedent. And this is something that in this particular subdivision, this area, that we've had several people come and bring these things before the board, that we have to look at these things individually.
Yeah, I understand. I know others have done it, and I'm not bringing that up. But
yeah, and we look at these things from a life safety standpoint. As far as being, if something were to be an issue with traffic, other things could be, you know, the possibility of wanting to expand or cover the deck in the future and things like that. Those are the things that go through my mind. But
anybody else?
Well, I don't know. Do we have anybody else that would like to speak for or against?
There are existing homes.
Okay. Well, we're still open to discussion here. Those are kind of my thoughts. Does anybody else have any additional thoughts?
It doesn't encroach on a property to the side there. It's coming towards the street, but there's not a life safety issue to your point there. I think my only concern would be, do you limit the height in which he can build in some way? If we were to approve something like this, I'd want to make sure that it isn't all the way at the same height as that awning, that it'd be a deck only at a maximum height of whatever that be, 4 or 5 feet above the ground.
Do you have a plan for how high you're planning on making the deck or how tall?
It'll be the deck will be about the same height as the floor in the existing
porch. You're just going to make it bigger. You're not going to have steps down.
Just going to extend it out 8 feet.
With a railing.
Yes, absolutely.
No roof. We can do that. We can stipulate to never have a roof.
I like that.
And then it's in the minutes.
So at that point, we don't have the same setback issues that we would.
We've got some issues, but not. I think that's negligible at this location.
Right. Any thoughts?
We were just discussing. No roofs or awnings, because an awning would be an obstruction just the same.
Right. Well, would you like to make a motion?
I would move to approve item 20-14V with the stipulation that there be no roof or awning built with it.
Do we have a second?
I can second that with that stipulation.
Okay. Well, then we'll put it to a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. No opposed, so.
4-0, okay.
4-0.
So you heard the decision of record spiel. Marla will be getting you that copy, and then we'll make arrangements with her to get it signed, notarized, and recorded. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. The next item we have is number 20-16V. Mr. Backery.
Yes, your applicant, Mohammed Bakri, is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 4, Permits 4.12, Building Height Regulations 412.1, for a single-family residential structure of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Applicant seeking a 45-foot building height variance, which is 10 feet more than the required 35 feet, allowing for construction of a four-story addition to the existing single-family home. As per the Taney County Development's Guidance Code 4.12.1, the maximum height for a single-family residential structure is 35 feet as measured from the base plane to the mean roof height. As per the assessor's information, the subject property is approximately 1.84 acres in size, with a single-family home built in 1954, and a garage constructed in 2010. The property is served by Public Water District Number 2 for water and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 2016B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a height variance of 45 feet for the construction of a single-family home. This would allow the applicant to build the single-family home 45 feet from the base plane to the mean roof height rather than the required 35 feet per Section 412.1 of the Taney County Guidance Code. Two, A Division I permit will be required before construction begins. 3, compliance with all of the other applicable provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And 4, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. So Lakeshore Drive, this is where South Fork goes right. This is the first road to the right down Lakeshore. This is where it starts pulling away from the lake. I'm zoomed out here a little bit. Here's your intersection with 76 Highway. Got the parcel highlighted here. The surrounding parcels this way are in the city of Hollister. So here's a close drawing to the location of where that addition is. And I did take a picture, and I was going to make reference to this was where the original ground was at one time, and it's been dug out. So your base plane where you would measure from the ground used to be here, but now that it's dug out, it's actually here, and your height is going to be 45 to that mean roof height. I went across the highway, parked in the parking lot, and took a picture. And that one was not with the four-story on yet. I haven't been able to get back to get a recent picture if they've added to it. I did drive down South Fork. You can see it a little bit here. Of course, the trees are all leafed out. And then here's where I was at, just farther back. And then I parked right where South Fork meets Lakeshore. And again, that's the third story. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I have a big family, and my kids are grown. And we live in a house with 2 bedroom that 5 of my kids and my brother kids living in 1 single bedroom that's around 10 feet by 10 feet at the most. So we tried to build the extension to the house, and this part here is slope that we have to do a lot of work to get this straightened basically. We thought about this part here, but we have all the water and sewage. We thought about this part here, which would divide this property from the house because it's a garage that's not connected. But at the same time, there is a lot of electric wires, and we have electric gate here. All of the electric well goes this way. So, so at the end, the only place we have is this corner here, and it is 900 square foot. We need around 10 bedrooms for our family of 12. We are expecting a baby. It's now 6 weeks old. You know, she's going to come home tomorrow from intensive care, so hopefully we'll have a room for her. This part here, as Scott said, belongs to Hollister and zoned as commercial and approved for 18-story building. As Scott said, we were as high as this place, but we dug around 10 feet to make it more flat with the house. Initially, the dirt was going to the almost that height of the original house. So clear this area so we can make this 900 square foot building area.
So the picture that we have in the packet, is that the
yes,
just the third story? So
yes,
there's another story to be on top of that.
Yes. And it is old, all the way to the side.
I sat there and looked at it just like Scott. I sat there and looked
at
it. Yeah.
There is no